Football on Off the Ball
with Sky. Watch Premier League, Women's Super League, Scottish Premiership and much more live on Sky Sports.
Brian, we just watched West Ham go to Goodison Park and beat Everton, and certainly not a classic. It won't live long in the memory, but West Ham continued to do really impressive things under David Moyes, and I'm sure he'd have got a lot of pleasure out of going back to Everton and getting that result today.
Yeah, I thought they played well, Dave, overall. Controlled the possession in the match, almost 70% possession in the first half, and just lacked a bit in the final third, as is often said, the final ball. Good defending by Everton, got numbers there, got a lot of good blocks. Not too many clear-cut chances. Pickford didn't have a lot to do. One save that fell for Souček off Jared Bowen, and he was offside when he put it in the net. But they continued to dominate second half. I thought Everton might have a bit more of a go when Benitez went into his players at half-time. He might push them to try and press on West Ham build-up play more frequently, but they didn't do that. And West Ham continued to dominate the game. I don't know what the corner kick count was, but I'd imagine it was a good bit in West Ham's favour. Oh, yeah. And there was good quality on it. Brilliant headed goal from Ogbonna. Then they lost Souček under strange circumstances with the connection with his head from Rondon. And they brought on Craig Dawson and played with a back five. But they were still the better team, making the more clear-cut chances. Rice had two good opportunities to play people in, and he went the wrong direction in my book. He went to the left when it was just his vision. He didn't see that the options were there in the right. So, deserved win for West Ham, and it just shows that they've continued on from where they were last year, where they finished sixth, without a massive investment by any means in the team.
Yeah, that result has them in sixth, the same position, as you say, where they finished last season. I saw it written in the build-up to this game today that what Moyes has achieved since going into West Ham, keeping them up, then developing it and finishing top six, bringing European football back to the club, that it has now surpassed anything he might have achieved at Everton, which was obviously over a far greater timescale. But what would your thoughts on that be?
It's very hard for someone to survive as long as David Moyes did at Everton. And he survived so long because he kept them competitive and in touch. They were generally up around the top six area one season in the Champions League. Didn't go so well for them. It was over a much longer time period. West Ham fans might be a harder crowd to satisfy as time goes on. But he had the initial problem where he had to convert them to thinking that he was good enough to manage West Ham. I mean, he'd been there already and did okay for them, but they didn't keep him on, and then they had to wait to take him back. He had to wait to get another go at it when it wasn't in good shape. I think after Pellegrini, he replaced, but when he came back it wasn't in very good shape, and now he's got a team playing to his own likeness and what we expect from a Dave Moyes team: hard working, hard grafting, no messers accommodated, I'd say. But also playing with a bit of style, I think, in the attacking positions. He's really getting the tune out of Antonio, although he didn't score today. But impressive. It's interesting that they've lost two home games, but I think they were unfortunate, both the home games they lost to Manchester United, to Brentford. I don't think they probably didn't deserve to lose either of those games. But having a steady season and going well in the League Cup, Europe also won the first two games in the Europa League. Ghent this week, I think. So, you know, it's been a good start to the season for them overall, despite the Manchester United disappointment, the last minute goal, Lingard's goal, and the defeat to Brentford in the last minute also.
Take a knee and say, is it our father, they say, is it?
One of the hits.
Yeah. I have never understood why this isn't match fixing. If that's what's going on, then why is it not match fixing?
OTB AM, live weekday mornings from 7:30 on the OTB Sports app.
Just one last question on this game before we move on. With Everton, obviously Rafa Benitez is struggling to overcome the doubters. Probably throughout his reign that will be the case. There'll always be those that don't want him in that position. But will he get a large amount of sympathy for the fact that he's missing both Dominic Calvert-Lewin and Richarlison, as well as Andre Gomes, Fabian Delph, and that maybe results like today, albeit it won't help him win over the doubters, there are mitigating circumstances?
Yeah, I think so. I think that there'll be less moaning and groaning about his association with Liverpool. I mean, it's a good few years back now, but I suppose that will linger with them unless the team is doing well. I think if the team is doing well, people will accept that he's maybe a better manager than some of the managers they've had in recent years. And I think realistically, Everton supporters, if they're being fair to the manager, have to look at it and say, well, he hasn't had any money this summer. They've pulled the reins in on the spending. He's only been able to sign players on free transfers, or almost free. The case of the Mary Gray from Bayer Leverkusen. And missing the players you named, you said Gomez in the middle, Fabian Delph in the middle, who they've not really seen an awful lot of since he came. He seems to be plagued by injury. But of course, the two main front players, and they were short there today. Rondon had a couple of half chances, I suppose, with the headers, but he wasn't convincing, and he wasn't energetic enough really to play, I would say, the way that Benitez wanted his team to play.
Another team that did not convince yesterday were Manchester United, and Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is heading into a huge month because the fixture list is not kind. Although, on this flip side, it has been a very kind fixture list to this point. If I was to put you on the spot and ask you, do you see him managing United going into the new year? Would you be confident that he will be still the United manager on January 1st?
It's very hard to know, Dave. So far, he's been backed by the Manchester United board. I mean, he got the players that he wanted in the summer. They spent expensively in getting Sancho, Varane, and then Ronaldo, obviously, wages-wise, costing an awful lot of money. The three players, I'd say, but particularly Varane and Ronaldo. And I think he has said himself, it's now about winning trophies this season, that they've had all the other stuff there and there, about second place in the league last year, 12 points behind City, but a long way back, never really in contention to win the league. In a strange season, be it that there was no crowds at majority of the matches, the defeat in the Europa League final was a bit of a disaster for them, losing to Villarreal, several other semi-finals along the way. So he has said himself this year it's about trophies now. He'd be expected to win trophies. Already in the league, I think they're 5 points off. Not in a very good position. So you ask, will he be still there till New Year? I think it very much depends on the results between now and the New Year. The set of fixtures coming up where they've got the likes of Liverpool, Spurs, I think, is in there too, Manchester City along the way, Atalanta, Chelsea. Difficult fixtures. And he's going to need to win some of those games for to retain the faith of the supporters and the board. I think the media are certainly on his house now and pointing out all his faults, I suppose, and his lack of ability to get the team playing the cohesive, effective way in the middle and at set pieces. So he's definitely a man under pressure. And with the type of investment, you couldn't say the Manchester United board are a quick-firing board, but at the same time, they didn't put up with Marino. Eventually, they discarded Marino, and Van Gaal was discarded with him. Moyes was a while back. It probably a bit rashly, I would feel, in Moyes' case. But you would think that the pressure will mount, and it will also come from the supporters as much as the media at the moment.
And they're up against Liverpool next weekend. It's a game that's live and off the ball, and it's a Liverpool team that have really now found the gears, isn't it? And interesting, yesterday the one player that was maybe on the fringes of things due to form, lack of goals and then injury was Roberto Firmino. Up he pops yesterday with a hat-trick of his own. Just to remind Jurgen Klopp that it isn't all about Mane, Salah and to a lesser extent Thiago Jota. He's back, he's firing, he wants to be involved, and they're the closest resembling Liverpool team to the one that won the title a couple of years ago.
Yeah, well, I've been very impressed with them since the start of the season. I know they've had three draws, and the Brentford one might have been considered a very bad result, but as the season's gone, Brentford are proving to be a very difficult nut to crack for everybody. So, you know, the other a couple of draws, Man City and Chelsea, couldn't be considered really bad. Although they were home matches, there's a frustration about that. But in general, their form has been brilliant at times. Some of the football has been brilliant. The goal scoring has been excellent. And, you know, for Manchester United, it's going to prove very difficult to keep those front players under check. It's nice to see Firmino back, because we talked about him so often and his part in being probably the least praised of the front three. And
he's more the link man, isn't he?
Yeah, it seemed like Jota was inching into the situation ahead of him. But so it was lovely to see him scoring the three goals yet. But they're such an effective unit, and the combination play, and they're also their unselfishness yesterday in creating the chances. But Mo Salah's goals, I'm still in a kind of a bit of a whirl thinking about the brilliance of that goal last week with the brilliance of the goal against Manchester City. It's sensational stuff. It really is. So, you know, that'll be a difficult one for Manchester United, but such a massive game. There's often a lot of cancelling out in that match anyway. Just because it's a difficult fixture and Manchester United are inconsistent and have lost a few games lately, you can't rule them out pulling something out, but they've got to defend better, got to be much better balanced in the midfield, and then they need to fire in the front positions.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you, Dave.